This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. More now about the report on intelligence that we discussed earlier with Juan Williams. It's full of blunt conclusions. Spy agencies fragmented, loosely managed, poorly coordinated, experts too wedded to their assumptions. It described the intelligence service's provision of unreliable information on Iraq's weapons capacity as one of the most damaging intelligence failures in recent American history. Joining us is a member of the panel, Walter Slocum. He was a senior defense official in both the Carter and Clinton administrations. Mr. Slocum, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Here's one of your conclusions. The intelligence community was, quote, almost completely wrong about the most fundamental things one would want to know. What would lead you to have any further confidence in how the intelligence community is performing today?
Well, there's no question that we're going to have to rebuild the credibility by making some pretty fundamental changes in how the intelligence community collects intelligence, how it does analysis, and how it operates as a community instead of as 15 different baronies.
There are two countries in the world right now that this country is most concerned with on those questions of weapons of mass destruction: Iran, North Korea. You address those two countries in portions of your report that are still largely classified, but how could the American people have any confidence that this government has any kind of decent information about what's going on there?
Well, as you said, the observations we made about North Korea and Iran specifically are classified for reasons that are pretty obvious. And I think it is a problem to do what we need to do to make sure that on those issues and others, we get the information. And the report outlines some specific steps that can be taken. And it also acknowledges that there have been successes as well as failures in our ability to get information about WMD and other efforts. But there's no problem that we have a pretty steep hill to climb.
Here's another quote from the report. The intelligence briefers for the president seem to be selling intelligence in order to keep its customers, or at least the first customer, interested. That is, the daily briefing for the president was prepared to keep him interested in what was going on, presumably by appealing to how he thought the world was organized, rather than providing a clear picture of what the intelligence community actually thought. Is that a fair conclusion?
To be fair, I don't think that's what the criticism means. I think the criticism means more that things sometimes got into the PDB, the Presidential Daily Brief, because they were things that the intelligence community thought would make them look good, and also that they were very heavily focused on sort of what I call police blotter reporting, what happened yesterday, rather than long-term trends. And there are format problems that qualifications and limitations tended to get ignored in what got to him. From our meeting with the president yesterday, I think he agrees with those concerns. It does not mean that we think the administration was expecting or that the intelligence community was simply feeding the president what they thought he wanted to hear.
Well, it's the question of, was intelligence manipulated to serve a predetermined outcome? You're saying you do not hold that conclusion.
Well, we certainly don't hold it about the PDB, but nothing in the report makes that conclusion.
But otherwise?
Well, otherwise, what we said was, there's absolutely no evidence that in any circumstance did analysts feel that they were being pressured to change their conclusions. We also said that there was an atmosphere in which there was a kind of conventional wisdom, and it was not easy to challenge that conventional wisdom. There's a big difference between manipulation, which we think did not happen, and an atmosphere in which there wasn't enough questioning of assumptions, there wasn't enough clarity about what we know as distinct from what we assume or what we infer from general principles or past events.
You worked at senior levels in administrations 10 years ago and 25 years ago. Were things different then? Or is this just the way the system works?
The intelligence community has excellent people. They're dedicated. They want to do the right thing. They've done some things very well. But we've had some serious problems in the past, and some of those problems are endemic and can't be explained simply by the circumstances of the particular issues that came up about Iraq.
Walter Slocum was a high-ranking Pentagon official in the Carter and Clinton administrations. He served as a senior advisor to the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq, and he was a member of the Presidential Commission looking into failures in the intelligence community. Walter Slocum, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.